A woman's blood-curdling scream ripped across the store, bringing everyone's attention to the newscast playing on the wall of televisions. Thousands of people rioted in Times Square, demolishing everything in sight. An employee turned on the sound system, and the audio filled the store. Major cities, authorities demand the public to stay indoors, find a weapon, and do not hesitate to use it. Protect yourselves at all cost, the news anchor advised. The camera zoomed in on a bloodied, half-naked woman stampeding towards the couple, pushing a stroller through the insanity. There was no trace of humanity in her crazed, wide eyes. The couple didn't see her coming as she crashed into them, sending the couple and the stroller tumbling down to the ground in a heap of twisted limbs. Parents and the audience watched in horror as the crazed woman snatched the wailing infant by the leg and tossed it through the air into the street. The cameraman panned away in time to avoid exposing the audience to the infant's fate. Instead, they mistakenly caught the baby's father curb-stomping the crazed woman's head into paste. Holy shit, did you see what those monsters did to that woman? Called out one of the men in the store. His comment was met with some agreement while others expressed their disbelief. What the fuck are you talking about? That woman was clearly out of her fucking gourd. She smashed the baby into the concrete. A store employee countered. He was met with the same mixed reaction. A cacophony of argument erupted over the savagery they had witnessed. No one agreed on what had happened. Some argued that the couple attacked the woman with a stroller. The others complained about not being able to see anything besides fire and smoke. Even the newscaster argued with the person on the other side of his earpiece. The broadcast switched over to other major cities where similar conflicting reports were coming from. Oh my god, my uncle lives in Miami, cried out the cashier. So what? Nothing's happening there, a customer replied, mystified. What are you talking about? The city's on fire! A store manager jumped into the conversation. He curled his hands into a fist. On fire? There was a riot! The cashier screamed at the manager with tears in their eyes. The three quarreled and the rest followed. Arguments became shouting matches. Their voices rose, bellowing over each other as if the loudest person would win the fight. Allies turned into enemies instant as the disagreement continued. The tension came to a boil and spilled over into violence. One man punched another, and amidst the tussle, others broke out. Cascaded into an all-out brawl. Standing away from the crowd, a lone customer watched the situation until it turned to violence. He trembled, unable to grasp what had happened, and stealthily exited the building while wondering what had made them all lose their collective minds. There hadn't been any news broadcast. Those televisions weren't even on.
Hello everyone, Dr. Redacted here, and I am just here to say thank you so much for listening to today's video. If you would rather listen to this on YouTube, just know that there is a YouTube version of the show, or if you would like to listen to it on Spotify or anything like that, just know that there is that route as well. I would also like to point out the fact that, hey, I now have a gaming channel. It is called Helsing Gaming currently. You can find it linked in the description below. There I play some video games and just, you know, chat more casually. It's a lot of fun over there. You guys should go check it out. But most importantly, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. If you like any more updates from me, just know that I do have social medias also linked down in the description below. And if you're listening to this on YouTube, be sure to do the thing that every YouTuber tells you to do. Like, comment, and subscribe. It really helps me out, and I can't thank you all enough. But until we meet again, I want to say goodnight, Sweet dreams to all my fellow children of the night.